This is William Noguera from San Quentin's Death Row. This piece is The Boy Versus the Death Penalty. The death penalty and life without the possibility of parole are the harshest sentences a person can receive for committing a crime. It stands to reason these sentences would be reserved for the worst of offenders, those deemed unredeemable, child molesters, child killers, serial killers, mass murderers, and their like. In truth, that's exactly the purpose Proposition 7 was written and passed in 1978, also known as the death penalty law that reinstated the death penalty in California. Unfortunately, in 1978, we were in the dark ages in understanding the brains of teenagers and their development or lack thereof. Today, we have better understanding about the brain's development and at what age it has developed fully based on scientific evidence rather than folklore. As a reaction, youth offender laws have been passed that protect those whose brains have not been developed from receiving the harshest penalties because their lack of impulse control, understanding the impact of their actions, culpability, and maturity. In short, what I am advocating here is there is a huge difference between a 25-year-old and a boy who has just turned 18. The 18-year-old is closer to a juvenile than to an adult, and the law must make that distinction and never sentence a boy to death when he can be redeemed. However, there's no way to find this out unless they are given a chance to prove themselves worthy. Based on these factors, the 1978 death penalty law is unconstitutional to the United States Constitution for teenagers and must be changed to reflect fairness so justice can prevail. Please contact your legislator and lawmakers and ask them to right this wrong. There is a teen who can't afford a dream team to fight this battle for him and is relying on you for help. I am William A. Noguera, and I was once that teen that could not afford the price of justice.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.